Welcome to the Surf Pro Coaches Show. I'm Breck Riley. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Kosciuszko Whippet,
head football coach Casey Orr,
right here on the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.
When an electrical shortage in your office causes extensive smoke and water damage, or that musty odor indicates you might have a mold problem, you need a lot more than just help cleaning up. That's why ServPro Northeast Deltalands is the authority when disaster strikes. We offer all the cleanup and construction services to take your home or business to good as new and as soon as possible. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call ServPro Northeast Deltalands at 662-289-7473 to see how we can help you back to like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back in to the Surf Pro Coaches Show with Kosciuszko Whippet head football coach Casey Orr. And Whippets finally got on the field this past Friday night, got a big win on the road up at Lewisburg. And coach, we'll start off with just getting your thoughts on how that game played out.
Well, I thought we got off to a really good start. We were able to get up in that game early and get out to a commanding lead, but I guess that was about the middle of the second quarter. But from that point on, I kind of thought we fizzled a little bit. I think we found ourselves in unfamiliar territory when we looked up at the scoreboard in the second quarter and saw we were up 33-0. I thought our level of play kind of slacked a little bit. And then what me and you had talked about, I think our conditioning, you know, just not playing a lot of games, that being your first game of the season, I felt like, you know, we just not quite ready to play four quarters. And that was a lot of why, as a coaching staff, we decided to leave our starters in and play them as much as we did, is just for the simple fact that they have to get into shape where they can play four full quarters. So that's kind of why you saw a lot of guys stay on the field for the entirety of the game.
Yeah, and, you know, you talk about the conditioning and everything, but not too many penalties, I thought. You know, for the first game, you think, you know, you're going to have a bunch of penalties, but it wasn't so bad when it comes to procedures and things like that.
No, it really wasn't. And I think I told our guys, I think we ended up around 55 offensive plays, and you had 8 penalties. And, of course, that's from both sides of the ball. That's just not from offense. We had 8 penalties, and then you had about 12 negative plays of that 55. But what we've been harping on is 11 of those 12 plays came after 20 plays. Your first 20 plays, you had one negative play, and then your last 34, 35 plays, you had 11 negative plays. So that's something we got to clean up. When we got tired, we kind of started making mistakes that we just can't make.
You know, we always try to talk about players of the game, and there were a number of guys that, you know, got into it the other night, and we were saying we could just try to probably draw one out of the hat. We ended up going with Lee Wade because he had a great game on defense, had a couple of touchdowns. And so what can you say about the play of Lee Wade on both sides of the ball?
Lee has done a great job, and since I've gotten to Kosciuszko, Lee has been one of those guys that likes to be out front. He likes to lead, and he's going to do things the right way, and he's a gamer. He's a guy that you know exactly what you're going to get on Friday night. He's going to lay it on the line. He's going to compete to the best of his ability, and the guys rally around him, and he plays with a lot of effort. He's how we want our guys to play. That's a representation of how we want our team to play across the board.
Going on the road once again this week. We're going to be up just not too far. Last week we were at the 2 hours, 2.5 hours away. This week, just right up the road in Ackerman for Choctaw County. So what's something you can tell us about the Chargers?
I can tell you that they are a really good football team. Watching them on film, they are well coached. They're big, they're physical, they're fast on both sides of the ball. Much like we were, they have been hampered pretty heavily by quarantines. They haven't had to shut their program down, but they've been without a lot of guys, and they're slowly getting them back. And I can tell you that they're going to be a real big contender in 2A to win a state championship. They're a good football team.
All right, coach. Well, we thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow night in the pregame show.
Thank you.
Join us again next week for the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.